Bava Basra, Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bava Basra Bavli, Daf Kuf, Yud Tes. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Beis and Mabeis. It's halfway down the page, on the 18th line, with the words Tani Rubshur Ben Kacha. We bring a Baisa. Tani Rubshur Ben Kacha, Oim Eliyot, Seim Mitzrayim, Ola'im Dim Ba'al Vois Mayav, Neschalka Ha'aretz. The Baisa says in the name of Rubshur Ben Kacha, the land was divided amongst those who left Mitzrayim and those who stood in the plains of Mayav, meaning those that entered the land. Kate said, how was this? Mishaya Yot bin Yotzim Mitzrayim, and we owned him Baalvas Mayav, not all Shnei Chalokim. Yotzim Mitzrayim, Velo, we owned him Baalvas Mayav, Mumoid, Baalvas Mayav, Velo, we owned him Mitzrayim, not all Chelik Echad. Whoever left Mitzrayim and also stood in the plains of Mayav took two portions. Whoever left Mitzrayim but did not stand in the Mayav, or he stood in Mayav but did not leave Mitzrayim, he only received one portion. Benoit Slavchad, not Lu Chamisha Chalokim, Chelkom in Yotzim Mitzrayim, Vechelkom in Mahaimdim Baalvas Mayav, Veshay Bechor, not Lo Shnei Chalokim, Chelik Aviyem, B'Soich Achei Aviyem. The daughters of Slacha took five portions of the inheritance, a portion amongst those who left Mitzrayim, a portion amongst those who stood in the plains of Mayav. Slacha was the firstborn, thereby meriting a double portion of the estate, and Slacha's portion of his father's Chefer's estate that was split with Slacha's brothers. Amar of Yosi, Masnisa Lo Amar Kein. Yosi says we have a later Baisa that doesn't teach like that. Elanosan Titein Lahem Achuzas Nachla, Ten lahem akalkois, ten lahem min hametaltelin, ten lahem chelek avihem, v'seich achei avihem, hadu d'chsev, v'yiplu chavlei menasheh asoa. The Baisah says not like the Mishnah that Slachar's daughters took three portions, nor like Rav Shur ben Kacha that they took five portions. Rather, it expounds the posuk in Bamidbar in Perek Chav Zayin, posuk Zayin, you should surely give them a portion amongst your father's brothers. And this implies that there was another brother who died and left his estate to Slachar's daughters. And this explains the posuk that says about Slachar's daughters' actual inheritance in Yeshua in Perek Yud Zayin in posuk Beis, and 10 portions fell to Menasheh. He had 6 sons who each took a portion, and the other 4 fell to Slachar's daughters. Yehoshua v'Kalev, not lu shloisha chalokim, chelkom im yotzim Mitzrayim, v'chelkom im oim din ba'avas mayav, not lu chelek meraglim, hadu d'chsiv, Yehoshua bin Nun, v'Kalev bin Yifune, chayu min ha'anoshim v'goyme. Yehoshua and Kalev took 3 portions, that of those who left Mitzrayim, those who stood in Mayav, and also the portion of the spies, because the Pasuk says in Bamidbar, in Perek Yudalet Pasuk Lamentches, and Yehoshua bin Nun and Kalev bin Yifune survived from the men. Avachelek mesloninim v'adas kerech noflu l'emsa, ubneihem b'schus avi avihem v'emoseihem hadu d'chsev ubnei kerech l'emesu. But the portions of the complainers and the assembly of Korach were shared amongst all of Yisrael, and the children of these people received a portion from the inheritance of their grandfathers, because the Pasuk says in Bamidbar in Perek Chavov, Pasuk Yud Aleph, and the children of Korach didn't die, meaning from receiving a portion of the land.